The Tribeca Film Festival started with two lofty goals: to compete with the big players at Cannes, Venice, and Sundance, while also reinvigorating a struggling neighborhood. 10 years later, it became instead New York's preeminent festival for art house movies and documentaries. As the festival starts today, we wanted to check in on how we got from there to here. And joining us is Josh Rothkopf, senior film writer for Time Out New York. He's been covering the festival for the past 7 years. Good morning, Josh.
Hi.
So, you know, the Tribeca Film Festival didn't quite achieve both its goals. Would it be fair to say it hasn't been successful?
I don't know if that's 100% fair to say. The festival's in transition. It's been 10 years. It's evolving, I think, as a good festival should evolve. They're still trying to figure out what their niche is in terms of programming. And yes, you're right. When the festival started, it was mainly to help pick up the pieces after September 11, 2001. I think now the festival is sort of trying to find an identity. And it has, to some extent. We shouldn't be too hard on the festival. I mean, they're very strong for music documentaries. They're very strong for local talents, New York directors and artists. Another thing that the festival has done, actually, they've reduced the number of titles that they bring every year. It used to be 175 features in 2005 and 2006. Now, much fewer, and I think they're trying to curate a little more closely.
You know, this year marks the festival's 10th anniversary. 104 feature films, 47 of them are world premieres. What are you looking forward to seeing?
One of the movies I'm really looking forward to that I've actually seen that I would recommend strongly is a film called Roadie. The director is Michael Cuesta. He's a local director, and he sets the film in Forest Hills, Queens. And it's about a guy who toured with Blue Oyster Cult for 20 years, and he's kicked off the tour, and he moves back in with his mom, and he has to sort of stop telling the lies he's told himself for so long. And I mean, it's extremely well acted, this great sense of place, and I don't know. It's the kind of discovery that I think Tribeca sometimes can do. You see, what's interesting about Tribeca is that you have a film festival like the New York Film Festival in October that basically cherry picks from the best film festivals in the world, from Cannes, Berlin, Sundance. And to some extent, you could even say that that kind of a festival isn't really adventurous. I think New York deserves better. It deserves a festival that's going to do world premieres and really break new ground. And I mean, last year was an exception with the New York Film Festival bringing Social Network, but this year, Tribeca always has a way of bringing these world premieres once in a blue moon. You have to do a lot of digging, a lot of sifting, but they'll bring a film like United 93. That was the world premiere, and that was a major, major film. The takeaway here for me, for Tribeca, is that it's really more, you never know what you're going to get. You have to dig, you have to do research, you have to look through a lot of films, and sometimes that digging can be sort of onerous, but it's worth it.
And you mentioned Tribeca is known for documentaries. What should we look out for in the documentary category?
The best kind of documentaries that Tribeca has sort of made a niche for are these music documentaries. In fact, this year they're opening up with an Elton John, Leon Russell documentary called The Union. And there's also a great documentary about Tribe Called Quest called Beats, Rhymes, and Life, which is a lot of fun and a crowd pleaser. One of my favorite documentaries that I've already seen is a film called The Swell Season, which is sort of a behind-the-scenes documentary about the two main characters from that movie Once, that busker drama Once.
Right. And
that was such a poetic movie. It was so moving. Well, it turns out that off-camera, the dynamic was a little more complex between them. And it's a gorgeously shot movie. It's in black and white.
And this is a documentary.
This is a documentary.
Wow. Yeah. Movie festivals are often popular because of the people they attract. Who are the celebrities coming to town this week?
Oh, well, I mean, all sorts of different people. Elton John is going to be here. And it's probably worth noting that the person who started the festival is in himself a celebrity, Robert De Niro, working with Jane Rosenthal. That's always been part of Tribeca as well. And I think maybe it's an off-putting part to some of the sort of snobberati in town, but there's definitely this idea that big names come to Tribeca. They did Mission Impossible 3, and Tom Cruise was here, and Shrek films play at Tribeca, and you know, there's always this sort of, there's a nod, more than a nod, maybe even a bow to Hollywood. But again, I think that makes the profile of this film festival interesting. It's not just art cinema, nor is it just documentaries, nor is it just Hollywood. It's everything. And I think that if Tribeca were smart, looking toward the future, they would push even further toward making themselves singular in that regard, making themselves more world premieres, more adventurous, more cutting edge. That's what I would recommend to them.
All right. Thanks so much, Josh.
Of course.
Josh Rothkopf is senior film writer for Time Out New York. Kites, bullies, and old school hip hop are some of the themes that New York directors are presenting at this year's Tribeca Film Festival. Abby Fentress Swanson spoke to some of them about what drove their creations.
That's not New York. It's a kite battle going down in Ahmedabad, India, where the movie Patong, The Kite, is set. But filmmaker Prashant Bhargav has long called Prospect Heights Brooklyn home. He chose to make a movie about Ahmedabad's annual kite festival because he says it's a breathtaking spectacle.
Just a million kites in the air. Everyone's on their rooftops, just like speakers blasting. Everyone's dancing. I've never seen anything like it.
Bhargav says even though the film was shot abroad, he's anxious for friends and family here to see it.
I live in Brooklyn, and so many of the people that worked with us on the film are also from here and friends. So it's just going to be a great homecoming experience.
Another New York director also found inspiration outside the city, but on a much different topic. The Bully Project is a documentary that follows five kids and families over the course of a school year as they confront bullying and its consequences. Documentary director Lee Hirsch explains that the subjects of the movie drove the choice.
We sort of found stories as they came, and there was no conscious, deliberate effort to say this is going to be set in heartland America versus in urban America. It just emerged that way, but I would argue that bullying is not exclusive to either terrain.
But Hirsch hopes the Bully Project will ignite a national discussion about the bullying crisis, including in New York City.
We envision school hall meetings across the country, events where the film is able to spark a conversation that's honest and real but doesn't emerge out of crisis.
Controversy also taints the work of another New York filmmaker, Michael Rapaport, but not intentionally. His documentary about the New York hip-hop collective A Tribe Called Quest may have divided the group. At the premiere of Beats, Rhymes, and Life at this year's Sundance Festival, only Fife Dawg showed up. It still remains to be seen if the most famous member of the group, Q-Tip, will come around in support of the movie at Tribeca. For WMYC, I'm Abby Fentress Swanson. Yo, microphone
check, 1, 2, what is this? To get a schedule of these movies and all the others playing at the Tribeca Film Festival, click on culture at WNYC.org. No need to sweat our scenarios to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid